Everybody likes to make predictions about the new year, but what do the stars say are going to happen in 2023? Astrologer Ann, you can find her online at astrologerann.com. Ann, what do you think? What's going to be happening? What do the stars say we should be expecting?
We've got a little bit of a slow start in January. We still have some retrograde planets, but I'm telling you, this is the year of action starting January 23rd through April 20th. We're going to have 3 solid months, no retrograde planets, with a ton of other stuff saying, let's get going. Stop talking about it. Let's do it. So this is a year of action and finally getting off the dime.
Hold on. What was the dates on that?
Right. Because Anna loves to sign contracts when there's nothing in retrograde.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, I got to sell my house. I got to buy a house. Tell me exactly when again.
January 23rd.
Okay.
Through April 20th.
I mean, that feels like a pretty big window, Anne. Is that normal? Like, do we typically have times during the year, every year, where we've got, you know, kind of nothing in our way?
We do get a chunk, but this is a particularly big chunk. That's a really good question. And so, yes, this is a great, amazing opportunity. Astrologers always watch for that all systems go period. This is extraordinary, and this is fabulous.
So in a situation like this, like if you got a new job offer or something presented itself that you wouldn't normally do, that's the time period to say yes and just dive in.
Yes, and there's a lot of other stuff supporting that all through the first half of this year, and then we're going to have some other stuff in the second half of the year coming in to support it. It has to do with the sign Aries, first sign of the zodiac. It's a fire sign. It thinks it's in charge, and it often is. It's what they call a cardinal sign. It's a leadership sign. It is all over the stars this year. Aries is like, let's get going. Pick up the sword. Fight the battles. Let's start that business or relationship or whatever. If you've wanted to do something, this year has that energy. We're going to get 2 new moons in Aries. It's extraordinary. It's like a big billboard saying, if you didn't get the message, I'm going to give you more of it.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I'm booking my trip to Vegas right now.
Here we go.
This sounds great.
So all systems are pointing to like things are going to be great for 2023. Is there anything that we need to look on the horizon later in the year?
Yes, there's going to be even more Aries energy coming, and these eclipses that we get a few times a year, they're going to start happening in Aries and Libra, so it's also going to affect this same stuff. It's going to be less about talking about things and processing stuff and more, come on, let's do it. The biggest reason for this is the planet Mars that goes with Aries, it rules that sign, we say, has been stuck in slow motion in Gemini. It's going to be 7 months altogether sitting there. Usually spends 2 months someplace. 7 months it's been stuck there in Gemini, a sign that's all about talking and communication. Finally, it's going to stop that. It's going to leave in March, which means the whole rest of the year, it's going to be in other signs that are more about taking action. One other thing, Jupiter, the big planet of gifts, luck, great stuff, it's going to move into Taurus. So this is about money. So if you want to turn your dreams into a way to make some extra cash, that's going to be starting the second half of this year.
Wait a minute. So then I'm going to Vegas, and then I'm going to Macau. Woo!
Because you're
going
to win big, baby.
I got to say, usually it's like about things you're not supposed to do during certain times of year. To hear all this positivity is pretty awesome.
I'm pumped.
Woohoo!
So if you want to check out Astrologer Ann for yourself and get your specialized readings, anything you need, you can head to her website, astrologerann.com. Thank you so much, Ann.
Oh, you're so welcome. And happy birthday, Raven, if you haven't had it yet.
I got big planet energy over here.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo! I'm glad I sent you some fire.